Vayter and Shas and Daf Yud Dal, picking up on Yud Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line where it says the word Vilo, and happens to be in the middle of a sentence also. Kedai, if you want, listen to yesterday's Daf just to understand this buildup over here. But essentially, what we're talking about is that we know that there's a first three fasts that we have, and then there's a second set of three fasts, and then there's a third set, which is seven fasts. And we're trying to figure out, one of the answers we gave yesterday to a discussion we were dealing with is that maybe there's a difference between the first set and the second set, and that in this, I'm sorry, no difference, the first and the second set, but both say only 19 brachos, and you don't say 24 brachos that are added on. It says the Gemara, Velo, you tell me you don't say 24, Vatanya, you're only talking about Ein Bein Gimel Shnios. There's no difference between the second set of three and the last seven. There's no difference between them. Except for in the seven, the last seven, what they do is they cry out and they lock up all the, they close up all the stores. Which would imply that the rest of the things are going to be the same. And therefore, in that second set of three fasts, if it doesn't start to rain, that second set, you'd also do 24 brachos. Says Gemara V'chitim, if you want to say, then maybe you want to say also, no, what it means is it said certain things that were different and left over some of the things that were different. For Ein Bein Katani, but it says Ein Bein, that there is no difference between them. If you're saying Ein Bein, that means pretty straightforward that there's no difference. Says the Gemara, Vitizbara, Ein Bein, Dafka? Did you think when it said Ein Bein, it means really, literally, there is nothing else that's a distinction between? Of course there's a distinction. Beep, turn the page down and out. Faha, Shir Teva, but it leaves over the Teva that we know that one of the things to do, the Mishnah is going to say very soon, tomorrow's Daf is Hashem. It's going to talk about the fact that one of the things they do if the fast don't, if the rain doesn't pick up, is they take out the teva and they bring it into the middle of the city over there. So clearly we did leave over that, and we left over also the idea of the 24. So therefore we could say that there's a difference between them, and that then really in the second set, it's only 19, not 24. So that's going, even shum teva, no, that's not a raya. If you want to say it's teva lav shirahu, that's not considered leaving it over, that it wasn't mentioned because it's a different gang. Mili did sinna katani. We could say they only mentioned things that are bitsinna. Rashi says, for example, when you cry out in the shul that's inside, and the 24 brachas also is found in the Beis Knesset, it's not outside in public. Mili deferhesia lo katani, just didn't mention mili deferhesia, that's the only thing. When you have a ton of ishir, that they stated some, they left off some, that doesn't mean only one thing. You wouldn't leave over only one thing. So clearly, the only thing that's being left over here is the difference in saying that there's 19 brachas in the second set. It must be that there's really 24 brachas in the second set. Says the Gemara, Ravashi, Masnisenami Dekar, our Mishnah also implies this concept that there's going to be 24 in the middle group, the Ketani, because it says, Ma Elu Yeseru Salvishonos. In what way are these more than the last one? What do you mean, Ma Elu? In what ways are the seven, the last set, the final seven fasts that we have, where are they more machmir than the three? Ela Sheba Elu Masrin Venol Sachanios. And these ones, in the last set of seven, they go out and they cry out and they're Noel the Chanios. Also, what do you see though? It says, where is there a difference? And then it goes and tells the differences, which means to mean that they're the same in reference to the fact that they have 24 brachas. Says the Gemara, Aval, Bechol Devarim, Zevazeh Shavin. Both of them are equal. Period. That's the end of that sentence. V'chitei mahachanam, you want to say maybe here also Tana V'shir, maybe they said certain things that were different and they left off certain things, and maybe also the 24 is different also, and then the middle three, they don't do 24, only do 19. V'ham ma'ilu katani, but it says straight out, in what way are these things different? It says more of a tizbra, ma'ilu dafko. Did you think that ma'ilu means, and it gave a full exhaustive list of everything that's different? V'ashir la teva, left over the idea of the teva, so therefore maybe left over also the concept that they're different in reference to the 24 and the 19. Says the Gemara, no, that's not enough of a difference. Imishum teva. When I say teva, nishkin. This nishkin is ach. You know, lav shiur. It's not considered leftover. Mishum de kachashiv la bidach pirka, because it's actually mentioned in the next parak. It actually is spoken about. So since it's spoken in the other parak, then that's not considered leftover. And then the only thing is the difference in brachos, and that doesn't make sense. Therefore, it must be 24. Says the Gemara, when you want to play that game, hashadas is lachy. Once you're playing that game and saying, well, it's mentioned in another parak, asam barbanami lav shiur. That's also not leftover. The 24 fasts, the 24 brachos. You know why? Because the Katani Labi Idach Pirka, that's also mentioned in the other parak that says that the difference is that they're said. I'm sorry, it says straight up that they're said in the last seven. So that means that in the middle ones, they're not said. Oh, and there's only 19 over there. Now the Gemara wants to know, my Havi Ale. So what comes out? The bottom line. Kumtuch, what's the bottom line? Rashi points out we're actually going back on the different vart that we said before. My Havi Allah means Heichan Omer Yochid. Where does the Yochid say it? Does he add it in between Brachas 7 and 8, or does he go and say it during Shema Koleinu? Zokt Omer Rabbi Rav Shmuel Bar Sartia. He says you do it between those two brachos, after goel and before refuah. He says, The loch is that the yochid says it in shamea tefila. Moving on a little bit, what about women that are nursing or women that are pregnant? Tani chada, we have one brasa gezocht, ubros aminigos. If a woman is pregnant, a woman is nursing, then misanas perishonos, they're part of the first one, they go and they fast. But they don't do it on the last ones. Another one says Misanas Bachronos, they do at the end, the last fast. Misanas Bachronos, they don't do the first. Another one says in Misanas, they don't do in any of them. How does it work together? Mervashi, Nokotam Tsiyosa Bidach, the Mitarsun Kulu. Focus on the middle set, and that will answer up all of your questions. Why? Because when it says, let's look at it as numbers 1, 2, and 3. The first, the middle, and the end. So when the first person speaks up over here and he says, the first opinion says that they do in the first one, they don't do in the second one. What they mean is of the second, of numbers 2 and 3, they do it in 2, but not in 3. That's the first in reference, in, you know, relation to the third one. And the other one says that you do Bachronos, but in Misanas B'Rishonos, you do it in the end, but not in the beginning. That means we're looking at number 1 and 2, that you do number 2, you don't do number 1. That's also the middle ones. And the third one says you don't do it not in the first and not in the end, not in the last. That means you don't do it in the first, number 1, you don't do it in 3, and number 3, and, but you do it in the middle, and then you answer up all of the problems. Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Nakot Imtsiyusa Bidach. Yeah, I just said that. Sorry. Next. Ma elu yiseru salirishonos. We said that, that you have the last ones end up, the final seven, end up being more machmer than the first three. What is it? We go ahead in the third and we start to go ahead and we start to cry out in the Beis Knesses and we go and we lock up the stores. But my Masrian, what does it mean that they cry out? If you don't remember shofros, it means they cry out by saying shofros. We referenced this the other day, we're going to get into this, and here it is. They would start crying out, means the shofar, the truas. Rabbi Yehuda Breda of Shmuel Varshelis Meshed Rav Amar Ba'anenu. It means they started saying anenu, but they started doing it in a way that they were crying out, they were saying it aloud. Kasalka Daitan Manda Amar Ba'anenu Lo Amar Beshofros. That's what we're assuming, that the difference of opinions here. And one says it means a shofros, and therefore you don't say neinu. I'm saying you say neinu, you don't say the shofros. Well, Tanya, in fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ein pochsin misheva tanyos al tzibor shebehen yud ches hasros v'simin ledavar yuricho. Rashi says, what's the simin mean? That you don't come to make a mistake. They're not sure which one it is. You say yuricho, and that for sure there are shofros over there. So what do you see? You see that you end up going ahead and doing the shofar while doing this as well. You end up doing both. In a bit of a quieter place now, so let's try that again. B'maya Masvian, what are they going, what are they crying with? Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Shofros, Rabbi Yehuda Breid, Rabbi Yishmol B'Shilas, Mishmei Drav, Omer Ba'anenu. Now again, Kosakatait and Mind Omer Ba'anenu, we think that one who says Ba'anenu means Lo Omer B'Shofros, not with Shofros. Mind Omer B'Shofros, Lo Omer Ba'anenu. But we're going to see that it's clearly at least one of them. V'atanya, Impoch Sami Shava Tanyos, tell the Tzibur, you don't do less than seven Tanyos. Yeah, seven tanyos. Right, and in the last shtiklach, Shabahen Yudches Hasros, which have 18 Hasros, for similar double that remember is Yericho. And again, Rashi says that this has says straight up in it, Dechsib Ba Shofros, so you have Shofros in it. Yericho Shofros Hava, this is a Gemara, Utirta Lamanda Amar Baneinu, and it's a Tirta Torn who says that they do the crying with Anenu and not with the Shofros. Ella Bishofros. The kule amalupli. When it comes to the shofros, everybody agrees that it's got to be the kakari hasra, that they have this idea of hasra. Kipli, what do they argue? Ba'anenu. That's where the machlokas come in. Is anenu called hasra or not? Tamar Sava once says kari le hasra. It's called crying out also. Therefore, you would go and you say that out loud also. Mar Sava lo kari lo hasra. That one says it's not called hasra. Therefore, you only do it with the hasra, the crying out is only a shofar. Lamanda Amar Banenu, the one who says Anenu, that crying out means Anenu, Kolshgim Shofros, then of course it's done with Shofros also. However, Lamanda Amar Bishofros, the one who says Bishofros, Aval Banenu, lo. I votanya with the Braiso, Sharkomini Peronis, and Misrakshos, Kigon Chicho, Chikoch, Chagov, Zvov, Vitsira, Vitushin, Vishloch, Nchoshin, Makabarin, lo, Hoyu, Masrian, Elatsoakin. Aye, but when we have a brisa that says, we have all different types of peronios, all these other bad things that occur, that happen, that we feel these intense things. like chichuch. Rashi says halashon of scratching because you have some sort of skin problem, or chagav. These chagavim are locusts. Then we have flies or wasps or mosquitoes. Or if you have, yeah, Rashi says that what each one of them does, that sira is ketzes adam, it stings a person. You choose from the chasim be'inov v'chotim, it goes in their eyes, it goes in your nose. V'shuch nechashim v'akravim, snakes and scorpions. Oh, this week's parasha. They wouldn't be doing this thing masriyan, which we're going to clearly see is implying with some sort of like a shofar. Elatzokin, they would go and they would scream out. Oh, midit tza'aka b'peh. And the fact that we have a calling tza'aka, this cry is with the mouth. Hasra b'shofar, so must mean that hasra means with a shofar. Oh, so this basically tells us that it must be that when it says hasra, that it's talking about a shofar. And for the Gemara tonight, he's machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, al elu masriyan b'shabbos. There are certain things that you're masriyan b'shabbos. Al ir shikufu guys. If you have a city that goes and gets surrounded by an army, oh nahar, or let's say you have gets surrounded by water, there's some sort of flood. Al svina matarefas biam, or if you have a boat that's about to go out and sink in the ocean, it seems like it's on its way down. Abiyosi army, he says le ezra. Avalo letzaaka. Avyosi explains that you're allowed to call out only le'ezra if you need some help. Avalo letzaaka, but not for tzaaka, which is known as tefila. Rashi says, why? Because avalo letzaaka tefila she'ainu nebituchin kol kach she'tol tefila seinu litzok aleim shabbos. We're not batuach that it's going to help litzok to be doing tzaaka, but we see that the lashon of tzaaka nonetheless is that is meaning tefillah, and the lashon of the Mishnah used is masriyan. So according to this, you see the hasra is also worked as tefillah. B'mai, with according to the first thing that we mentioned, the first opinion, we said that you go ahead al elu masriyan, that we're going to be masriyan on Shabbos. What are you doing it with? Ilay of a shofar, you're saying that they're doing it with the shofar. Shofar's for Shabbos. Mishari, is it mutter to go ahead and blow the shofar on Shabbos? Ella must be la banenu must be anenu v'kar le'asur. It's still called as asura shmamina. So what do we see at the end of the day? That it is called hasura, a concept of just crying out itself. So that is where my friends, where Rav is coming from when he says the concept is known as anenu. Now we spoke about three sets of fasts. There was three fasts, then another three fasts, and then seven fasts. Now the question is there anything past that? There could perhaps be more than that. Bishnei Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Havitzara. During the times of Yehuda Nisiya, there was some bad stuff going on. There was a tzara. There was pain going on in the land. Beep. Turn the page. Yudalama base. And he gozer tlasas v'taniyos, and he goes there 13 fasts. Rashi says, like we see in the Mishnah and Tesvav and Abayz, at the first three and the second three and then seven afterwards, l'shar pronius avad lahu, he did it for other things, v'lo l'gsham, this wasn't for rain, but v'lo yane, and they weren't answered. The tzar didn't stop. Savar l'migzar tfei, he decided maybe he's going to go, he wanted to go and do more. Amalei Ravami, Ravami said, harei amu ein matrichen l'satzi b'yosemidai, we don't put too much pressure on the too much in tircha on the tzibur. Amar of Abba Reidov Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami da Avad, Rabbi Ami, who said this not to go ahead and do more, Ligarmei Hu da Avid. Rashi explains Latzmo. He did this for himself. Dar Shalo Amar Ella Lefi Shehu Lo Hayarotz Lasanos. He didn't want to go ahead and fast, so therefore he didn't want to keep fasting. He fasted so much, so he said, "No, you shouldn't do such a thing." Ella, Hachim Rav Chia Bar Abba Am Rav Yochanan Lo Shanu Ella LeGeshamim. The only time you go and go beyond this idea of doing 13 fasts is for rain. When it comes up with other types of things, Misan and Beholchin, you go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. The only time you now to go beyond, you're not allowed to do more than 13, is for rain. But when it comes to the other thing, Masan v'holchin, ad she'anu min ha-shamayim, you just continue fasting until you're answered from Shemayim. Tanya me'achiv, everybody who supports this, because she'amu shalosh, when they said three, or she'amu shev, when they said seven, lo amri elok sham, it's talking about rain. Aval shah pranos, shamayim pranos, Masan v'holchim ad she'anu, you keep going until you get answered. Le'im etabit yuftir v'ami, let's say this goes off and knocks off Rav Ami, who says you're not allowed to do 13. Rabbi Ami, he would say not necessarily tonight. He's a machlokes d'naim. D'tanya, we learned in the braisa. Ain goes in yosim mishlosh say tanya sel tzibur. He can't be goes in more than 13. The fish ain matzicha in the tzibur yosim b'dai because he can't be matzicha yoter midem too much. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Divrei Rabbi. This is what Rabbi says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer lo min hashem huzeh. He says nope. That's not the reason. The reason because of too much of a tircha. Says the reason why you don't keep fasting for these things is because you're already past the time that the rain should be coming. You're past that, you know, the different tkufos of rain is supposed to happen, and you finish that one entirely. And since you finish it, you don't go ahead and continue the fast. According to Shimon Gamliel, then, what does that show? That shows that if there's some other reason to continue fasting, then you should continue fasting. Because it's not a matter of, you don't stop, it's not the end of the tzara, so then keep going. But according to the Rebbe, understands that because of tircha, so then it would be you stop, you can't do more than 13 fasts. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question about, let's say people need rain at other times of the year also. What are you doing? And let's say even during the summer months in rain. Shalchalei b'nei ninvei l'Rebbe, they came along, they asked a question to Rebbe, kigon anan, what about us? That da'afilu b'tukos tamas b'nei mitzvah, we even need rain during the time of tamas, meaning the summer. Heichi navid, what should we do? Are we considered ki yechidim d'minan? Do we consider like yechidim? Ikirabim d'minan. Are we considered like darabim? What exactly is the question? Zigamara explains, we're considered like Yechidim, and therefore we go and we add it into Shomea Tefila, or Kirabim Deminon, or Kirabim Deminon, Ubibirchas Hashanim. We're considered like the Rabbim, and therefore we put it in Birchas Hashanim during the Brachal Baruch Aleinu. Shalach Lehu, he sent back to him, Ki Yechidim Demisu. You guys are like Yechidim, but Shomea Tefila, you should add it by Shomea Tefila. Frak Tamar, is that really true? Mei Sevei. I'm Rabbi Huda, Ei Messiah. When is it that we start the process, Rashi says, Huseder Taniyo, so you start the process of the fast days. That's Bizman Shashanim Kiteknam. That's talking about when everything is set up. As Rashi explains, Shahaya Kotzer B'Nisan V'Zir B'Marcheshvan V'Ein Seder Shana Mishtana, nothing switches, everything's in the right order. V'Yisrael Shunah Admasa, and the Jewish people are on their land. Sheminig Yisrael B'Kach, Rashi says, and that's when you do such a thing. Aval B'Zman Zeb, but nowadays, when we don't have everything's Kisidron and global warming and whatnot, Hakol Fi Hashanim, everything goes according to the year. Meaning, depending on what's happening that year, Rashi says, "Im tzricha usa shana lamater kigon shana shechonish tzricha l'kshamim harbe." Let's say you're dealing with a year which is you need to have more rain for some reason, and akol lefi makomos, everything goes according to its particular place. Like if a certain place needs more rain or less, Rashi says, "Kigon Ninveh dafil b'tukufas tamos b'omidya," they need rain over there. So, and akol lefi hazman, everything goes according to the time. So you, Rebbe, who said that this is considered like, you're considered like a yachid, you put in Shema Tefillah, it seems from over here that that's not the case, and everything goes according to what happens to be the time, the place, etc., in which case you should put it in Baruch Aleinu. Amalei says back to him, Masnisa Ramisalei the Rebbe, Masnisa Ramisalei Rebbe. You're asking Akash and Rebbe from a Braisa? Rebbe Tanahu. Rebbe is a Tana. Upalik. You can argue on it. So don't bring Akash from it. It's going to be another opinion, but it's Rebbe Tano Palig. My Havelah, what taka comes out to be the lacha? What do they do? Rebbe Nachman, Amr B'Chaz Hashanim, they should do in B'Chaz Hashanim, Baruch Aleinu, Rav Sheshes Amr, B'Shamea Tefillah. No, you're doing B'Shamea Tefillah. V'Hilchasan, Halacha is B'Shamea Tefillah. Okay, next. We said in the Mishnah that B'Sheni Matin M'Chashecha, on Monday they would go ahead and they would open up a little bit. When it was getting to eat towards the nighttime, they should be able to buy food. Chamishi kol yom, they open the whole day. Even if they covered Shabbos, because covered Shabbos, they should be able to go shopping. You buy your little fact of Gemara. Heichi katani. What exactly is the Mishnah trying to tell us? Babeis matanim chashecho vehei kol yom. If they covered Shabbos, are they saying on Monday that they open it? They open it when it's getting towards the nighttime, but on Thursday they open it. Kol Yom, the entire day because of COVID Shabbat. So Dilma, maybe Vasheni Matin, they go and they open a little bit on Monday. Chamishi Poslin Kol Yom Kulo, it's open the entire day. The question ultimately is that on Yom Chamishi, on Thursday, is it open completely and totally or only a little bit, like it's, a shtick like towards the evening or a little bit, but it's not open like regular. On Monday, they would open it a little bit as it got towards the nighttime. Open the entire day for a couple of Shabbos. So when it comes to the idea on Yom Chamishi, when it comes to on Thursday, it would be straight up ragil. All right, now, we said in the Bresa goes on, a person has two different doors to store them. He opens one and he keeps the other one locked. So he had an itztava, some sort of, Rashi says, kisei, like a chair that's in front of it. Rashi says, it's not open to Rishus Rabim. It doesn't seem to be like it's totally open. Then, you can open up regular and you're not worried. Rashi says, I feel a Shani, even on Shani, you can do such a thing, and we're not worried that people are going to be bothered from the fact that they see that it's open and that they're not able to go and end up buying things. It's going to be hard for them. Don't worry about it because there's a bench in front of it, so it's not as obvious. Okay, now, next part of the mission we said is, Avruelu velonanu. Let's say, even that goes by and you're not answered. Mematim vasamatan, you do less business. So, Vibinyan, Vinitia, and less building and less planting. Tano, what does this mean? Bebinyan means binyan shel simcha. When he said the fact you're not going to be building, it's talking about building of a simcha. You can't go ahead and build a joyous type of building over here. And that's what Rashi comes to explain a little bit. And we're saying this also. We're trying to be mamayat or simcha. The tia planting is a tia shel simcha, and a tia of a planting also of joy. Those are things you're not allowed to do. Eiz a binyan shel simcha. What does it mean, a binyan of simcha? Zeh a bona bias. This means to go ahead, Rashi says, Lassos Chupasu, you're building a whole chuppah for him. Ezu Natiya Shel Simcha, what's called Natiya Shel Simcha, Ze Natiya Avarniki Shel Malachim. This is a throwback, my friends, to the Ervin days over here. What is this a thing? Rashi says, interesting. One, it says, Shekacha Yunogin Kishanol Ben Lamelech, when there was a son that was born to the king, Yunotin Ilan Lishmo, they would go and they would build a tree for his. In his name, so when he became the king, also Lukisim and Meta, they make a throne from those trees. Another one is an Ilan Gadol, it's a very big tree. The king would go walk underneath Tachtav, with Domelo Be'ervin. It was a big, like a weeping willow type of tree. Right, so that's what we saw in. That's what we saw in Ervin. It's something also, Rashi, the next Rashi points out, that Shal Malachim, it was a Derech Malachim, the way of kings, that Notin Osel Letzel, they would do it in order to have shade. Who noto, Kemo Kain Letzel, Ki, Vehi, Netiya Shesimcha, that's considered Netiya Shesimcha, that you don't do. U V'sheilas Shalom, and it goes on more, it says that if after 13 fasts, it still doesn't work out, that no rain, V'sheilas Shalom, they also hold back, and even saying Shulam Aleichem to people, it's like a Tisha B'Av style. Tan Rabbanon, Chaverim, Chaverim are Tamidi Chachamim. The Chaverim ain't Sheilas Shalom B'neim, they don't say Sheilas Shalom one to the next. Someone comes along and says, Shalom Aleichem to you, you don't respond because this is, we're in bad times. Ame Aretz Shalom, if Ame Aretz comes along and he says, Shulam Aleichem, so in such a case, Machzir Lahem, you go ahead and you say back to them, Besafa Rafa over Kovid Rosh, you say it quiet and the Kovid Rosh, like in a heavy way, in order that, you know, they don't understand the Halacha well, so you don't want to go ahead and cause any sort of even, sort of animosity between them. So between you and them, so because they don't understand, they say shalom, shalom. So you respond, but in a quiet way. V'hein misat from the yoshim ka'avelim k'menudim, and they also they wrap themselves up like people that are avelim, and someone who's like menuda is like in chayim. Yabnei adam hamazuf like a person who is what's the lashon hanazufim l'makom, like who get thrown away from Hashem atchachmu aleim in Hashemayim until they have mercy on them from Shemayim. She says the chsiv. V'al safam yatev, that they go and they wrap themselves up. So yatev, b'moed katan, the Gemara in moed katan. They would cover themselves up to their lips. Now a few ideas of ways that behavior people used to act when they had bad things happen. I remember Lazar, in Adam Chashav Ashalipa Alpanov, and Chashav, a person can't go ahead and fall down on his face while davening during bad times. Elam came down to Yoshua, but unless he's going to be answered like Yoshua, meaning people know that who he is, that like Yoshua ben Nun, Shinem is a pasuk says, V'yomer Hashem liYoshua, Hashem to Yoshua, Kumlach, get up, Lama azeh, Atanof al-Panecha, why are you falling on your face? And Rashi explains, why can't he fall and do this? Unless he's like that. Levazos atzmo b'fnei tzibra. Can't be levaz himself in front of the tzibra by falling on his face. Shem lo yane yachrufu kach shamati. If it is not answered, people are going to go and be, they're going to disgrace him because they say, oh, look, he's not so chashav after all. Rashi says, guys, and so I've heard. Kach shamati. Elim kin yodim shboshu chashav ki yeshua. Shamar lo kodesh brochu kum leich. Lamazet tatol fel panecha. Unless that's the case, then you don't do such a thing. V'amir belos another shtickle. Ein adam chashav ashay lachgor sak. He's not allowed to go and put on sack with this sackcloth, the thing of mourning people would wear. Elim kin nanik Yehoram ben Achav. Unless he's going to be answered like Yehoram ben Achav. This is a pretty intense story, Malachim. That happened was this lady came, and she came to Yehoram, who was the melech at the time, and she was all upset about the fact because they made a deal that they're going to go ahead and cook the son so that they could eat their kid. They said their kid because, you know, they ate the day before her kid, and now she wants to eat the next one's kid. There was such a famine in the land. That's how bad it got. And the Pasuk says, V'yikishmoa melech hastevri ha'isha, when he heard her words, V'yikris begalev, he tore his clothing, who over alachom, and he went to the wall, V'yar am, v'hine ha'saka basar, and everybody saw he was wearing sackcloth over there. If you're on such a level, then yes, you could do such a thing. V'amar b'lo, say another thing, lo akol b'kiria, v'lo akol b'nefila. Not everyone who goes ahead and they rip their clothing is going to get necessarily what they're asking for. Rashi says, lo kol nen, and everybody's answered with tefillah, lo kol nen b'kriya, by ripping their garments, yoshuv ha-kalev shalo yechashuvin k'moshe v'aron, yoshuv ha-kalev when it's chashuv moshe v'aron, and lo zachu le'anus ele b'kriya, the only way they were zocha is by tearing. Umikar ba'alma kadarish, and it's coming to dash in just a pasuk. That not everybody is going to get answered through this tefillah by kriya, by ripping, v'lo kol b'nefillah, and everybody's just like bowing down and falling on the floor. Moshe of Aaron, Benefila, Moshe Aaron, all they had to do was fall to the floor. Yeshua of Akalev, Bekriya, they had to go a step further. Moshe Aaron, Benefila, through falling the sieve, Vayipa, Moshe Aaron, Apaneim, Moshe Aaron fell on their faces. Vayipa, and this is the story of the Meraglim. Actually, my bar mitzvah bar, so when they come, they're complaining, let us go back to Mitzrayim, what are you killing us? And Moshe and Aaron fell on their face, but it says by Yeshua and Kalev, Bekriya, they tore their clothing, as the Pasuk says, right neck, the next Pasuk, Yeshua, Benu, Kalev, Benu, Fenech, Karu, Begdem, they tore their clothing. So you see Moshe and Aaron just by falling, Yeshua and Kalev have to go and tear their clothing to get it. Mask of La Rav Zeira, Frek the Rav Zeira, Vitim Rav Shulam, Bar Nachmani, Yavaksev, Yehoshua. If the Pasuk would have said, Yehoshua, Kitak Armit, then it would be like you just said. What did he do? He went ahead and he tore his clothing. But Hashdach said Vioshua. Now it says Vioshua. It's the side of the Pasuk of Avachibor. So what did it say? After Moshe and Aaron, they fell to the floor. And over here that he tore his clothing. It says Vioshua. Continue it. Havahavid. That comes to tell you that he actually did both. He tore his clothing and he bowed down. Almost done with the parak. Let's finish this off, my friends. If I remember, Lazar, local Bakima, not at the time of the Gula, not everyone's going to come and greet Klal Yisrael while they're standing. But local Bishtachavai, and everyone's going to be greeting them while bowing down. Melachim Bakima, the kings are going to be standing. Visarim Bishtachavai, and the Sarim, the official officers, are going to be while bowing. Melachim Bakima, the Chsevaz Apostle says, Ko'amar Hashem, Goel Yisrael Kedosho. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Goel Yisrael Kedosho, the Redeemer of Israel, and its Holy One. Beep, turn the page. Tes Vav, Livzo Nefesh, L'Mesoyev Goy, L'Evin Moshlim, Melachim Yuvakamu. To the degraded soul, to the abhorred of nations, to those ruled by servants, kings shall witness and stand. V'sarim v'shtachavayim, we said the v'sarim are going to be, while bowing, that it says, v'sarim v'shtachavu, that v'sarim, they're going to be bowing down. Maskel Rabbi Zer, v'itim Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, it says, a'i avaksiv v'sarim v'shtachavu, get the garment, like you said. Then we're going to see that they're going to go ahead, and they're going to be bowing, but not standing. Hasel siv sarim v'yishtachavu, now that it says sarim v'yishtachavu, hava ha'avud, means to say that they're actually going to be doing both. They're going to be standing also, and they're also going to be bowing. They're going to be doing both of them. Okay, last but not least, I'm Nachum Yitzchak, afani omer lo akol la'ora, not everyone is going to be zocha to the or, to the light. Rashi says that lo akol la'ora, v'lo akol la'simcha, d'chsev orzo la'tzadikim shalom simcha, yisharim simcha, d'yisharim adifim etzadikim, yisharim are even greater than those that are tzadikim. Not everyone is going to be zocha to, in the next world, to this, this idea of called light. V'lo akol la'simcha, not everyone to this idea of joy. Tzadikim la'ora, the tzadikim are going to get light. V'yisharim la'simcha, and those who are yashar are going to end up having simcha. even higher level. Tzadikim la'ora d'chsev, the tzadikim get light, as it says, or zarula tzadik, there's going to be a light that's for the tzadik that's planted for the tzadikim. Uli yisharim simcha d'chsev, as the pasuk says, uli yisraelev simcha, hadrin alech me'emosai, and la 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 la. Okay, my friends, quickly, we have to be hadrin alech me'emosai, and then we're going to call it, but like we said, you know, our minhag, we say hadrin alech, so let's actually make sure that we do it. Take a look, daf beiz, amen alev zak the Mishnah. When you start saying Gvus Kishamim, then we have Machokas over there. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.